Welcome to this coaching series. This is a tool for new coaches to further hone their skills. In just a moment, you'll hear me coach Jane. And as you listen to my coaching of Jane, I'd like you to pay particular attention to the importance of acknowledgement and applauding another person. In particular note, the power, the shift that happened with Jane as she really allowed that acknowledgement from her coach to soak in. Here's my coaching of Jane. Welcome, Jane, and thank you for participating in this coaching project. I appreciate that. This coaching session will be used by our students to learn how to coach and to hone their coaching skills. So thank you.
You're very welcome.
Yes. And Jane, let's just jump right in. And what would be the best use of our time today?
I think the best use of time, Val, would be to do some coaching on how to widen my scope of connectors to broaden my business.
Okay. All right. Tell me some more about that.
As you know, I am beginning, I'm my own employer this year, very much trying to pursue using my gifts and skills in coaching, consulting, and training. I have a strong network in one faith-based group that I have worked with for about 30 years, but need to identify some entry points in other networks so that I can begin to broaden the opportunities that might be available.
Okay. All right. So if the end of our 25 minutes, if we could just hit a home run, what would that look like for you?
For me, I think it would look like, Val, if I could have possibly two or three next steps to pursue to begin to flesh out this process in a different direction.
Okay. Two or three next steps in a different direction. So it sounds like you've been taking some next steps.
Yes, I have.
Okay, and you're looking for new next steps or different?
Yes.
Okay. Anything else that would be important for me to know about you or this whole network piece to best coach you?
Well, I think this the environment and culture that we live in today, startup businesses, number one, are, you know, a lot of people are trying them. Number two, economically, it may not be the best time to try to do a startup business. But number three, I think there's a, I have a product that people can benefit from.
Okay.
And would like to begin to develop relationships again beyond the strong base that I have and just kind of enlarge that base.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And some ways to best do that.
Okay. All right. So, talk to me about you and developing relationships.
Well, I believe I enjoy people. I enjoy connecting with people. I think everybody has a story. And when I begin to meet people, I try to identify with who they are and where their passions are. Because the motto of my business is helping others go for their it. So trying to determine what their it is that I might help them be more effective in or perhaps go to another aspect or another level. So I don't have any issues meeting people and talking with them. Mm-hmm. Relationships are very important.
Okay. So relationships are important. You sound like a people person.
Yes, I am.
You can just step in and begin to connect. Where is the challenge for you in this networking piece?
I think the challenge for me right now is probably two parts. Part A is identifying some new connectors to begin develop relationships with. Okay. And then part B, I do feel like I have two or three perhaps new options And then part B is how to take those two or three that I've currently identified and best develop and nurture a relationship with them.
Okay. All right. So boy, you've got some things in the pipeline then, is what you're telling me.
I like to think I do.
You like to think that? Okay. All right.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So, based on what you want to take away from today, two or three next steps, what do you have so far already in terms of next steps?
I have a group of people that I have been collecting through workshops that I have done over the last 12 months that have given me asked to get regular emails from me.
Okay.
So the next step that I have in the pipeline is to begin giving them updates on a regular basis now.
Okay.
The second thing that I have in the pipeline, I have three acquaintances who are in the business world that have expressed interest in my business. So I need to figure out how to best keep them updated and relate to them. That would be something that would be helpful for their business and or ministry, and also open up an avenue of services that I can provide them.
Okay. All right. And Jean, you've used a couple of words more than once here. You mm-hmm. used the word update, and you've also used the word regular or kind of consistency.
Right.
How important are those two words for you right now?
I have viewed that, Val, as kind of the next step to begin to do. I don't want to get into blogging at this point. I know that that's a big thing among some groups, but I'm not ready to step off into that world at this point.
Okay.
And so when I say update on a regular basis, I am thinking of things that I can post on my website as a latest thought that I could then generate an email and tell them, you know, check out the website for the latest thought for your business, however I choose to word it, and or just keeping the business on their radar, you know, an attempt to do that, but not so much that they get inundated with information and then it becomes lost.
Okay, that sounds very important to you. That stay on the radar and not get lost.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
At least that's my thinking at this point.
Okay. At this point. Okay. Wow. It sounds like you've got a next step. You know, with regular updates, posts, staying on the radar. Correct on my part? You've got
that is correct.
Okay.
I'm sensing that there probably could be another two or three next steps that I need to add to that.
Yes, that's what I was wondering. You've got one pretty nailed down. What are two or three others? So, talk to me, you know, brainstorm with me for a moment. What are some of those next, what's possible here?
Well, you know, being the positive person I am, anything's possible, but you've got to have a little bit of an objective and a goal.
Okay. Okay.
I am, as you know, I'm working to be more connected to your network through Find a Coach and through the training that I have been able to participate in so far.
Okay.
And I am hopeful that through this process, that there will be some new opportunities open up to begin to develop some new relationships.
Mm-hmm.
I am exploring ways to use my solid base, not to exclude them, but the group that I have been working with over the last 30 years, how can I best service them in this time of economic challenges and yet provide a service that would be helpful but not cost them an arm and a leg.
Gotcha.
And that's pretty much in the ministry world, which is a little bit different than the business world.
Oh, okay. All right. Would it be helpful to put out on the table some of those business world pieces?
Probably. Okay. Now, what do you mean by business world pieces? Tell me what you're thinking on that.
I was just kind of following up on you used that word. You know, these are the ministry pieces, not the business pieces. So, mm-hmm. so tell me about the whole, the non-ministry side of what you're looking to develop or create.
Okay. I'm looking in the business world, basically at small businesses or groups or teams in the non-ministry world mm-hmm. that could benefit from my services and that I can, you know, help them move along. But yet it's working through transferring language from ministering language to more universal language, to thinking through about how to use different examples that connect with the business side of world rather than the ministry world. Mm-hmm. And that's where the three business acquaintances that I have, I think if I can develop a relationship with them in their networks, might have a door or two that will open. I don't know. That's an unknown, Val. That is totally an unknown.
Totally unknown. Okay.
Yes, that is total unknown.
Okay. Jane, may I share with you an observation?
Yes.
Just on my end?
Please.
My observations of you, and I've had a chance to talk with you at other times and meet you in person. Not only are you a great person, you know, just a wonderful person to connect with, very positive. My impression is that you're very professional. You know how to move things forward. You know how to connect and develop relationships. Mm-hmm. And part of the puzzle for me is that's my impression of you, that's just part of who you are, that it can just flow out naturally. And yet I'm hearing something different today in our coaching. Kind of bridge the gap for me.
Okay, what are you hearing differently?
I don't hear the same level of confidence that I've heard at other times. Like I hear the steps A, B, C, 1, 2, 3. Mm-hmm. But when I've met you at other times, I just get this sense that it just flows right out. Versus now, it's kind of got it. So what are you hearing from me then?
I'm hearing from you that I am communicating a sense of not being a little bit unsure when I'm talking about the business side of things. Mm-hmm. And I can understand how I might be communicating that. It's not, I don't perceive it to be a lack of confidence. I perceive it to be that is not the world that I have lived in for the last 25 to 30 years.
Okay.
So I realize that there may be a niche there, a small niche in that world that I don't want to overlook. But I have lived and worked in the faith-based world mm-hmm. for, you know, over 30 years. Mm-hmm. And you know, perhaps as I'm sitting here just kind of elaborating on this, I don't want to leave the faith-based world, and perhaps my best opportunities are to broaden that from one faith-based group to just cross different faith-based groups. And that's one of the things that has been attractive to me about your business and your coaching certification.
Ah, yeah.
Because it crosses those lines.
Yeah. Now I hear something different. I almost hear a smile on your face. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
I hear it. Okay. So that's what you really, really want.
Yes. Yes.
Cross.
I think my strengths are in the faith-based world.
Ah, okay.
But I need to broaden it from where I have been the last 30 years.
Okay. All right. Jane, I want you to play to your strengths.
Okay.
Because when you play to your strengths, there's this brilliant, you know, wonderful person that shows up that it just draws people in. And I want you to hear that and know that.
Okay. That's a good point.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That just shows up. And you know, I heard that when you shifted from this new world called business back into, what if I were to broaden like Val did?
Yeah.
Across. Okay. So tell me some more about what you really, really want across faith-based, you know, organizations.
What I really, really want is to have a, and I'm using the word connector.
Okay.
Because I'm using it for somebody that may not, that will connect me to their networks.
Okay.
That's how I'm using the word connector.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to meet some connectors in other faith-based groups that would recommend me to their network for one of the services that I offer.
Okay.
I really want to move on getting more connected and more involved, for an example, in the things that you offer.
Okay.
All right. You know, you and I have talked about some options, you know, down the road.
Mm-hmm.
And that excites me.
Okay.
Go
ahead. Keep going.
No, just trying to get into a world that I can do the things that I'm passionate about and that I feel like can make a difference in people's lives.
Mm. Okay. All right. And you've mentioned a couple of times my organization and me.
Yes.
With regard to that, that's the model that you want to craft. Hopefully this question will help, but what are you observing in my organization and me that you could transfer over to what you're wanting?
Based on previous conversations that we have had and staying up and staying connected with your website and the trainings that I have been able to do, I have observed that you started with something that you were passionate about, and it just kind of, you just kind of fell into it.
Mm-hmm.
and realized that there was something there, and you were willing to step out and pursue that, and you are, one of the biggest things that your organization does, Val, is you have a framework, but you also allow flexibility for people to use their own gifts and skills.
Okay.
And it's not a plug and play organization.
Uh-huh.
You provide handles, you provide skills, you provide ways to get training and for people to move forward in a challenging way, but not in a rigid way.
Okay.
And I have also observed that you stay fluid. You're looking for new things, not to jump at and just do a shotgun blast, but things, tools, for instance, these training coaching sessions that you're doing to make available,
mm-hmm.
that's another piece of your puzzle, so to speak, that just allows people to connect and learn.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Jane, to hear you talk about what you've observed in us, it sounds like a very simple formula.
Yes, it does.
it sounds so simple.
Well, you make it seem that way.
Before we make it too complex, what's the simple formula that you just recounted for me?
The simple formula. Well, I'm not sure. You acted.
Okay.
You keep things professional but informal. Mm-hmm. You keep them focused on the personhood, not the tool per se. Mm-hmm. I think your tools enhance the personhood, and you stay fluid.
Okay.
You just trying to stay in touch with what might be relevant and what might be most effective at that time.
Okay. So Jane, based on what you've just recounted for me, let's take it over to here's what you want to take away. Mm-hmm. You wanted to take away two or three next steps.
Right.
And you've got a formula that you've just kind of put out there. What are those two or three next steps based on what we've talked about?
Well, I think I need to continue to act on on my passion and my gifts and skills.
Yes.
However, I sense that I'm directed to do that. So I think I need to continue to act on that and staying flexible and fluid right now, that's just where things are. So that's kind of a given right now.
All right.
And I think I need to find ways to incorporate the professionalism that I believe in, but yet being informal. So perhaps I need to be putting together some frameworks, for instance, of training modules that I have, and that I maybe needing to frame them out to have a more formal product to have for people, but yet informal enough that I can still do what I think is important and customize the training.
Ah, okay. What do you think about what you've just kind of laid out for me?
I think I just need to move forward and just dive in.
Yeah, you just said that just so naturally, Jane.
Yeah.
Move forward and dive in.
Well, you know, take that next step. I mean, that is my business.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes, absolutely. And I confirm this for me. I think I hear that you're ready to take that next step.
Yes.
I just hear that in you. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Just, do you have a pair of Nike sneakers anywhere?
Well, I use a different brand these days, but I used to use Nike, so yes.
Okay. All right. This is a plug for Nike. I want you to, when you put on your sneakers, they're Nike.
Yes.
Just do it.
Okay.
Just do it. Remember that commercial?
Oh, yes. I have used that many times. Just do it.
Just do it. Yeah, absolutely.
Excellent.
Did we get to where you wanted to be today, Jane?
Yes, we did, Val. Just really confirming that some thoughts that I have had. And again, I think for me personally, one of the personal affirmations that has helped me in recent months is just your affirmation of strengths that you have observed in me, both when we met and both through the phone, because it's easy to get that from a known network. But when you receive that and that is acknowledged from an unknown network, that just reinforces that, yes, you're on the right track.
Yeah. Jane, you are on the right track. And I think I've shared this with you from the first time we spoke on the phone. I could hear it. And I hear it today, and I applaud it. This is wonderful.
Well, great. That just gives me a boost that I need right now, Ms. Val.
All right. Well, what was the best thing you took away from our coaching today, Jane?
The best thing was the affirmation that I need to continue on the track that I'm doing, and being methodical is good, but don't be so methodical that I'm too slow.
Ah, okay. Jane, thank you. I appreciate connecting with you. And let's stay connected. I I've enjoyed getting to know you and look forward to future conversations.
Well, thank you, Val, and I appreciate the opportunity to help you with this project.
Thank you much. All right, Jane, take care.
You too.
Yep, bye.